It's my pleasure to welcome to the Internet Advisor, Eric Frederick. He's the Vice President for Community Affairs for something called Connect Michigan. And that connection is a very important connection. It's the digital connection for communities across our state of Michigan to something that really has become kind of the economic lifeblood of just about every aspect of our economy. Eric, thanks so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
First of all, let's back up a little bit and set the scene about Connect Michigan and what it is before we talk about the big announcement that came out this last week about Crawford County now being part of the connected counties in the state of Michigan. Talk about this initiative, the Connect Michigan initiative, and the components that make it up.
So Connect Michigan has been around for a little while now, since 2009, and we are partnered with the Michigan Public Service Commission, and our goal is to facilitate the expansion of broadband and technology throughout the state of Michigan. And the key word there is facilitate. So we're not a broadband provider, and we're not a public entity. We play in a very strange third space between the two to help both the supply and demand side of broadband throughout the Great Lakes State. So some of the things that we do to facilitate that is broadband mapping. We worked with the federal government to create, gather broadband mapping information for the state of Michigan, which then rolls up to the national broadband map. We also do broadband research. And then the most important part of what we do is our broadband community planning, which you refer to as the Connected Community Engagement Program, which you alluded to Crawford County being a part of now. So we do those three main activities to really help facilitate that expansion of broadband throughout Michigan.
I like the way you put it. You're kind of in a strange space between supply and demand.
Right. It's an unusual place to be in. The program was originally funded by a grant from the federal government called the State Broadband Initiative, and Michigan was not unique in receiving that grant. Every state and territory in the country received funding through this program to, again, do broadband mapping research and community planning. Mm-hmm. So Michigan was one of those 56 grant recipients, and we've been working since 2009 to implement that here in Michigan.
Now, Eric, by the way, one of the things I saw in an article I was reading about the background to the Crawford County was that the, if you will, the backbone to all of this was an effort by Ann Arbor's Merit Network, something that, matter of fact, my co-host Gary Baker is very familiar with. They received $102 million back, was it 2011, under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act to install over 2,000 miles of fiber optic network throughout the state of Michigan. That, and again, pardon the pun, but that really is the backbone of all of this, right?
That's correct. So Connect Michigan, our original task from the feds, the State Broadband Initiative, had a sister program called the Broadband Technology Opportunity Program, or BTOP. There's a lot of acronyms in federal government, so I'll try and keep them separated. But the BTOP project funded infrastructure, and that's what Merit received.
Yeah.
They did receive a very large grant from the federal government to build that fiber backbone. And now that their project is complete, Connect Michigan came along just a little bit later to do the broadband mapping research and community planning. So we do work in tandem.
Yeah.
So Merit is a provider, whereas we are not. But yes, Merit's project was a big help in spurring interest in expanding broadband and providing that backbone.
And it really strikes me, Eric, that all of this would be kind of like a theoretical discussion were it not for the practical existence of this connection to the main trunk of the internet being there, you know, physically in the state of Michigan. It's got to be there, or the rest of this is just a pleasant conversation.
That's correct. Yeah. Everything we do obviously relies very heavily on that infrastructure that's out there. When at Connect Michigan, we look at broadband as a spectrum. We look at access, adoption, and use. And there's various, again, it's a spectrum. On the one side, you have to have the access in order to adopt the technology and realize how it can impact your life. And then you have to want to adopt it to learn how to use it. But we look at all of those things. So we do look at infrastructure, but we also look at how businesses and residents and institutions are using that technology to improve quality of life and the economic development here in the state.
The reason I bring that up is that I guess from my experiences, I know one of the counties you're in that are part of the 14 that have been connected was Gladwin. And my daughter has her vacation home there, and we go up there frequently. And one of the things that's maddening is trying to connect to the internet there. So, you know, having the backbone is good, but getting to it that seems to be the real challenge for a lot of these communities. It's good to have them all part of this connected set of communities, but how do you get the providers to make it practically available to businesses and to consumers in the area?
Yeah, that is you're dead on. That is absolutely one of the biggest challenges. Is now we've got this backbone in place. How do we help last mile providers get that connection out to households and businesses? And you're right, that is a challenge, especially in places where household density drops. We find that on the edges of small towns in fringe suburban areas, and then, of course, in the most rural parts of our state, which are the most beautiful and the places people want to go to
Absolutely.
And enjoy and live,
yeah.
That's where we have the biggest trouble because it's difficult to build a business case for expanding infrastructure out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where our efforts, in the most rural places, like you said, Gladwin County, Crawford County, and other places, where we try and help build that business case for carriers. So we work with community stakeholders and bring together with them the broadband providers to help them understand each other. One of the things that we do when we go to a community is help them implement a community broadband survey. Now, broadband surveys have been done for years. They're nothing
yeah.
new.
Oh, right.
But the difference here is that we've brought the broadband providers together now with the community stakeholders, and providers are reacting to those survey results. They want to see where the demand is. They want to see how much folks are willing to pay for service. They want mm-hmm. to see where those pockets of unserved areas are that they may not have known about.
You know,
a lot of the broadband providers rural areas. Yeah. So a lot of the providers that serve rural areas are smaller operations.
Yep.
They may not have the big marketing resources of other entities, but they want to get out there. So they connect with our no pun intended, with our community teams,
yeah.
and these broadband surveys really help them identify those pockets of demand.
I saw you quoted in the Crawford Avalanche. I think it's the Crawford or Grayling Avalanche. Anyway, it's the newspaper up in Crawford County. By the way, just as a footnote, folks, Crawford County in 2010, the census said they had 14,000 people, a little more than 14,000 people, which is, you know, the size of a small city in most areas of Michigan. But it underlines the problem that we have. And one of the things that you said up there in this article you were quoted in was talking about the fact that we have this wonderful Pure Michigan campaign that's going on that talks about the beauty of our state and getting people out and enjoying it. And this is the lifeblood in most cases for these a lot of smaller counties, the hunting, the tourism, all that stuff. If those people aren't connected to the internet, they don't exist as far as a lot of the tourists are concerned.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we've been hearing from the 50 plus communities that we've worked with over the last 3 or 4 years is getting businesses online. Our statewide research tells us it's an issue when we compare our business adoption of broadband to other states. Our anecdotal evidence from the field tells us it's an issue. So what I see from a state perspective is that if we're spending a lot of money on marketing Michigan's beautiful places, which we have many of,
oh yeah,
but the businesses that serve the travel and tourism industry aren't online,
yep.
some of the mom-and-pop hotels and restaurants and bed and breakfast and all those things, you know, they are, like you said, you said it perfectly, they are invisible to people who might
yep.
come and visit them. You know,
yep.
a lot of people like to do their research before coming to visit to a
sure.
place, and they do that online.
Yep.
So one of the things that we focus on is helping getting those businesses online, whether it's, you know, they need to be aware of why it's important for them. They need, you know, training on how to do this, how to create a website, how
mm-hmm.
to create a social media presence. So we help communities facilitate those types of classes. And actually, Connect Michigan right now is I'm working on developing a methodology to better analyze the tourism businesses in a community
mm-hmm.
And helping them get online.
Eric, it's a noble task and one I certainly want to encourage you in too. Eric Frederick, Vice President of Community Affairs for Connect Michigan. And thank you so much for the efforts of Connect Michigan. And we look forward to continuing kind of spreading that word about getting connected and staying connected so the rest of the world can see the beauty of our state of Michigan. Eric, thanks so much for being with us on the Internet Advisor.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it.